I'm Walt Lindalone with a look at what's going on in our community. 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi is speaking out against the reappointing of Victoria Enyart to the Michigan Tax Tribunal by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Cambenzi says Enyart, who was originally appointed to the tribunal in 2008, has been instrumental in holding up efforts to do away with the dark store tax loophole. That loophole allows big box retailers to artificially reduce their tax bill and strips local communities of tax revenue. I spoke with Representative Cambenzi about her concerns earlier today.
Since 2012, really what started in Marquette County and Marquette Township has turned into a huge issue all over our state with basically devaluing and untaxing of big box stores. And we got a little bit of a reprieve when the appeals court agreed with the city of Escanaba, who's been fighting the Menards case in their community for years. The Supreme Court actually ruled that you cannot come to us and say the valuation is good as it is, and they made some adjustments, but not enough.
So, in effect, in the dark stores is when a property that is a former box store location or a current location, it's saying that this is only usable as this, and if it isn't usable as this, it isn't usable as a taxable property, and it's not worth as much for tax revenue, correct?
Correct. So they're saying that you can no longer use the highest and best use. You actually have to look at sales or comparable values. And because they've made a precedent of this, it's extremely hard to undo. But what came out of the Menards case was you now are valuing it at $30 a square foot when it should be $60 or $65. And that's what other states are valuing these stores at tax-wise. And it's ridiculous that Michigan doesn't.
And the Michigan Tax Tribunal is the board, the sort of the overseeing group that would help or reject it or whatever it may be as this has come along. And there was a member reappointed, Victoria Enyart, to this tax tribunal that you had an issue with. And that was what?
Basically, I mean, she was the three-person committee that took this case and decided the policy that was going to come out of it. She was the one who chaired it. And at this point, I don't think we should be rewarding bad behavior. I don't get to devalue my home because two rooms are vacant. Parents that have kids going to college, should they get a tax break? I mean, what's the highest and best use? We all pay our fair share based on what that property value is. And to have these big box stores do this, I mean, during the pandemic, they did great. And our small businesses still paying their taxes were shut down and had to suffer. So it's a matter of fairness.
You called out the reappointment, basically saying this isn't right.
Correct. Yep.
And how has that gone so far? I mean, have you heard anything in terms of in Lansing from that?
I did get a call from the governor's office, and they said that they were unaware of any negatives of this person. And I just think that someone didn't have it on their radar. But
unaware. This is a person that I know was the chair of this tribunal that set this precedent that said, no, you don't have to pay as much taxes. And there's been tax revenue impact from this to municipalities for the last several years. So they were unaware of it? That's what they told you?
That was the answer I got. I know Marquette County and the UP County Commissioners are actively pursuing the governor to rescind this. They're also reaching out to Senator Ed McBroom, who has given me his guarantee that, you know, he's not going to vote for this reappointment, but it's convincing his other committee members that it's a bad idea as well.
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.